Hello, Fiona Ritchie with you for The Thistle and Shamrock. Thanks a lot for joining me, and you're very welcome. from Chris Stout, Greenland Man's tune following Da Day Dawn. The Day Dawn's one of the very oldest Shetland fiddle tunes. Chris is from Fair Isle, just south of Shetland, and folk who live that far north in the Northern Hemisphere know all about the light conditions around this time of year. Short days, long nights. When the Northern Hemisphere is leaning farthest away from the sun and daylight is shortest, well, that is our winter solstice. Sun standing still, the literal meaning of the word. Ancient people's lives depended critically upon an understanding of the turn of the seasons and the cycle of light and dark, growth and harvest. So many cultures have ancient winter solstice ceremonies to coax the return of the light. At dawn on winter solstice, a shaft of sunlight shines into the inner chamber of Newgrange in Ireland. It was built to mark the winter solstice in this way 5,000 years ago. Another ancient architectural achievement of this sort sees the setting sun of the winter solstice shining into the chamber at Maze Howe in Orkney. So this time of year was of great spiritual importance. In the ancient Norse culture, the sun was seen as a device that changed the seasons, a wheel, a hool. That's probably where the word Yule came from, and it was Druids who began the tradition of the Yule log, since the ancient Celts thought that the sun actually stood still for 12 days, and they kept the sacred fires burning during this time. But we're not going to stand still for even a minute, since our music on Thistle this time is all about marking and feeling the midwinter, and we have lots to fit in. Anuna, Turtle Island String Quartet, Katrina MacDonald and more, all standing by with just the right music for you. From Eileen Ivers, we have the melody of an ancient winter song, The Time Is Approaching, and first, from Atwater and Donnelly, Winter Solstice.
Sure to stay, sun, you have gone so far away. Your face you hide in clouds of gray, and weakly do you burn. On these, the longest nights of year, the cold we dread, the darkness fear. Back into our hemisphere, we wait for your return. Oh, winter solstice, sure to stay, attend to what we humbly pray. On this, the season's longest night, bring us back to summer's light. Winter snows may glisten white, love cannot keep us warm at night. It is for you that love so bright, we open up our hearts. Light the candle, beat a drum, so joyous, all ecstatic some, that you begun your journey from our southern counterparts. Oh, winter solstice, sure to stay, attend to what we humbly pray. On this, the season's longest night, bring us back to summer's light. Your glowing, brilliant energy, amazed at how you give so free and not one second late. Let our daylight hours grow long, our bodies warm, our spirits strong. Winter solstice, hear our song, it's you we celebrate. Oh, winter
winter solstice shortest day. Attend you what we humbly pray. And this the season's longest night. Bring us back to summer's light. Oh, winter solstice shortest day. Attend you what we humbly pray. And this the season's longest night. Bring us back to summer's light.
Across the evening sky, all the birds are leaving. How can they know it's time for them to go before the winter fire? I will still be dreaming. No thought of sad, deserted shore. Your fickle friends are leaving. How can they know it is time for them to go? I have no thought of leaving. I do not count the time. Who knows where the time goes? Who knows where the time
Maggie Riley with Sandy Denny's Who Knows Where the Time Goes, a question we all ask ourselves at this time of year. We know where the light goes, it's at the other side of the world right now. When we're experiencing winter solstice in the Northern Hemisphere, the sun is directly overhead at noon along the Tropic of Capricorn in parts of Brazil or Australia. For us, the sun seems to flit along the horizon for a few hours, but these short days have given rise for thousands of years to rituals involving fire and feasting. What better way to while away those long nights and to mark the turning point after which, gradually, light and warmth do return? So coax it back with our festivals. This music from Susan McKeown, the Turtle Island String Quartet and Anuna takes us to the very depths of winter with all our senses.
My cheeks are red as holly berries, red as blood. The earth is frozen solid like a heart that will not love. But you can only keep that feeling locked inside so long, until the water flows and bursts its banks. You cannot hold it in. And of the gifts that winter brought to me, you were the one who fought away the biting winds and brought me back the sun. The lion in the winter who saw me as I am, who came when snow was falling, took me by the hand through the bitter frost and snow. And marching we will go through the bitter frost and snow. And if there is a song in your heart, then let us sing to warn the darkness of the earth from winter's ravaging. Warm the shadows of the heart that some small griefs can bring. So beat the drum and say the words to usher in the spring. Through the bitter frost and snow, and marching we will go. Through the bitter frost and snow. can only keep that feeling locked inside so long. Until the water breaks and bursts its banks, you cannot hold it in. Through the bitter frost and snow, and marching we will go.
Thank you.
Anuna and the Ulster Orchestra with The Coming of Winter. The text dates from the 9th century. Wind high and cold, low sun, short it's running, sea runs strongly, cold grabs hold on the bird's wing, an icy time. This was told to me. And our music continues to tell the story of this pivotal time of the year, for us Northern Hemisphere dwellers anyway. Stay with me for more music to mark the winter solstice, as our ancestors in many cultures have done for thousands of years. Check our online programme playlists. It's all at thistleradio.com. And this is NPR. This is Fiona Ritchie, Sue Richards there with Drive the Cold Winter Away. Touchstone's Breton dance tunes evoke the passions of late night dances and ceilidhs that keep us warm at this time of year. In the shanty Hall Brothers Hall, we hear of a young lass doing a dance called the solstice as she steals a kiss under the mistletoe. It's from Coyote Run.
We'll break the ice and haul away, so haul, brothers, haul. No ship will come for many a more day, so haul, brothers, haul. Oh, the snow has fallen so cold and grey, so haul, brothers, haul. But Yule has come, we lengthen the day, so haul, brothers, haul. For to light the fire, to cook and heat and steam. It's waiting in the Molly Maguire, so break the ice and hook the team and haul, brothers, haul. Oh, my father's back from Aberdeen, so haul, brothers, haul. It's Christmas tide, he's wearing the green, so haul, brothers, haul. Oh, my sister danced the solstice, oh, so haul, brothers, haul. She kissed a man neath the mistletoe, so haul, brothers, haul. For where's the coal for to light the fire, to cook and heat and steam? It's waiting in the Molly Maguire, so break the ice and hook the team and haul, brothers, haul.
Thank you.
sing. And the corn, it ripens fastest when the frost is setting in. And when a young man tells me that my face he'll soon forget, before we part, I bet a crown he'd be fain to follow it yet. The snow, it melts the soonest when the winds begin to sing, and the swallow skims without a thought as long as it is spring. But when spring blows and winter goes, my lad, and you will be the snow, it melts the soonest when the winds begin to sing, and the bee that flew when summer shone, in winter he won't sing. And all the flowers in all the land so brightly there will be, and the snow, it melts the soonest when my true love's for me. So never say me farewell here, no farewell I'll receive. Since the snow, it melts the soonest when the winds begin to sing.
Mairead and Trina Nichonel and the Snows. We're going to travel now to Perthshire and the parish of Dunkeld, where fiddler Pete Clark and writer Kenneth Stephen live. Kenneth recorded his poem Winter Light in the ancient Dunkeld Cathedral, where monks first set up a mission over 1400 years ago. The current building dates back to the 13th century. Pete Clark also makes his home in the community, and here he is with The Slippery Slope. Thank you.
winter light, to come through a low blue door under the high grey wall of a forgotten garden into a place in winter, roofed by grey sky, the scattered holly berries of a robin's song. Nothing is alive yet. All is deep and dark, wintered and fastened, shut into the earth. A book unopened, the whole story of the year asleep, unwritten, underneath my feet. A door in the low sky opens. Sunlight struggles to silver the ground and fades. Soft things of rain whisper and nod and sing. This is enough. This is all I ask.
Thank you.
Katrina McDonald rounding out her set of Shetland tunes with Tame Her When the Snaw Comes. And with that, we are back in one of those very northerly communities where, at the darkest time of the year, the nights are fairly drawing in. Look ahead to the point when the days gradually become lighter and warmer again. Yes, we look forward to the winter solstice ahead this month, the rebirth of the sun, and then the birth of the sun, Christmas, which follows soon after. Mark the winter festivals on the Thistle and Shamrock with me, Fiona Ritchie. Our radio programme comes to you each week from Scotland. For online programme playlists, thistleradio.com is your destination. You'll see all the details of the music you hear each week on our programmes. It's all at thistleradio.com, where you can also listen again if you miss something here on the radio. For playlists by mail, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Thistle and Shamrock, P.O. Box 518, Matthews, North Carolina 28106. Well, thanks a lot for your company on the programme here. Join me again next week for more music to ease you into the mood of the season, like this from Light in the Dark, a midwinter album from Kerfuffle.
As it fell out upon one day, the stars from heaven did fall. Saviour asked his dear mother if he could play at ball. To play at ball, my own dear child, it's time that you were gone. Don't let me hear of your ill doings tonight when you come home. So it's up Lincoln and down Lincoln, our sweetest saviour ran. And there he met three rich young lords. Good morning to you all. Good morn, good morn, good morn, said they. Good morning, then said he. And which of you three rich young men will play at ball with me? Drowned our sons. So Mary Mild fetched home. placed him across her knee. And with a bunch of green withy twigs, she gave him lashes three. Oh, withy, withy, the bitter withy has caused me to smart. The withy shall be the very first tree to perish at the heart.
Thistle and Shamrock is a service mark of Fiona Ritchie. Check our website for our new 24/7 music stream and our Thistle Radio t-shirt, all at thistleradio.com. Support for NPR comes from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live healthy, productive lives, at gatesfoundation.org. The George Lucas Educational Foundation, creator of Edutopia, a source for what works in education. Learn more at edutopia.org, and the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, recognising exceptionally creative individuals. This year's MacArthur Fellows are at macfound.org. This is NPR Music.